go for the liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
Morning show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Hi, Kyle.
I was talking into the microphone and it wasn't even on. So muted. I feel like maybe this show this morning would be better if I just muted myself.
Mute.
How are you doing? How's life? Let's just make this real.
Wow, that was quick fade.
I know.
Ooh,
I can't. Maybe I need my glasses. I can't.
You need your glasses. See how short that fade was?
Yeah. Real short. Far, far, far away. I'm a little short faded. Short sighted.
Nope. Short sighted?
Mm-hmm. I'm long sighted.
It's Tuesday, January 10th, 2017.
Oh.
Have you been able to acclimate to the 2017 sayings and writings?
Absolutely yet? Not. I told so yesterday I went to the dentist for the first time in the normal amount of time that you're supposed to be away from the dentist from.
Wait. How long?
Short fade. Just a short fade. They go right above the ears and then it just fades a little bit.
And then I just brush my teeth on my sideburns.
My teeth are on the side of my head. It's been a while. Ooh.
It's been a while.
Since I've went to the dentist. And
since I've went to the dentist. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I went into the dentist office and thought, hey, let's just strike up a conversation about the new year. Because the doctor said,
you know, small talk, that's where it's at.
Well, I've got something more to say about dental small talk soon, but
okay, continue.
Right when you walk into the dentist's office, it's fine. You make the small talk because it's raining outside, hey, in Southern California, and you just got to make sure that you mention that it's raining because the whole world is melting. So you mentioned that, and then you move on to someone saying, oh, Happy New Year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy New Year to you, too. It's been so strange having to write the number 17 instead of the number 16. And I proceeded to say that the first time that I wrote it was yesterday because I had to go to the bank and deposit something. Mm-hmm. So it had been a full like 7 or 8 days since
Earth week.
It's a full week since I had to not write the number 17 from the number 16. Mm-hmm. And I got the strangest look from the doc, the person who would be soon putting their fingers in my mouth.
Yeah.
That how could you not spend a week not writing the new year? Like, did you not practice? Did we all practice here?
The way that they took that was they heard you say, oh yeah, it's been like a, you know, this is the first time I'm writing 2017. They probably thought, is this dude on another planet? Does his year start today?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he celebrating New Year's today?
Yeah. Happy New
Year.
That's
probably what they thought. They thought you were a weirdo who doesn't know a calendar.
Okay. That's a good explanation. Do you think... do you think...
Yes,
that,
I do.
Good. Oh. Perfect. So when I went into the actual dentist's office, they like to talk to you. It's not like getting your hair cut where...
They like to talk to me when I get my haircut.
Well, that's true. That's fine. I think that's the place where people expect small talk the most. But when you have sharp objects in my mouth and you're sucking the saliva from the side of my face, that's not when I expect you to ask me what I do for a living.
Mm. You should say, I spit for a living.
I don't talk for a living. That's what right. I guess this would be the exact opposite of that.
Oh, dang it.
And I'm not making a living.
We've been found out.
That's for sure. That's, yeah. Hey, what do you do? Well, I get up at 6 in the morning after only 4 hours of sleep, and then I talk to my my half-brother for...
What? I'm not your half-brother.
Oh, today you are.
Uh-oh.
Today you are.
I talked to one half of my brother today, and then the next day I talked to the other half.
Yeah. So what? So my teeth are clean, and I feel good.
The top half and the bottom half?
Yeah.
Which half am I today?
Well, there's a little bit of an overbite from the top half of the brother to the other half of the brother. brother bite. I'm over this.
Where art thou, bite?
Yes. How are you feeling?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
The canker sore is gone, of course.
Thank you for the wait.
We're on canker watch.
Yeah, thanks for the canker update.
Yeah, no, it was gone when we talked last week. But now it's for sure gone.
Completely gone. I went back and listened to parts of that. I couldn't get past the part where you were telling me about it, and so I turned it off because I was barfing over and over and over. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing really stupendous. Went back to work yesterday after 3 weeks of vacation.
Wow. How was that?
You know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
I like my job.
Of course.
So going to work isn't too bad.
Don't say it like I don't like my job. I'm not saying
it like you don't like your job. I'm saying it like general, a lot of people don't like their jobs.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like going back to their job after 3 weeks of vacation.
That's right.
Like my wife did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand. I fully understand. Well, then I guess yesterday really truly was the first day that you were able to use the president that I got you. The president I got you.
The president?
Remember the president I got you?
Wow.
Way back on November
8th.
Yeah. Remember the president I got you?
No, God. The present that you got me. Goodness.
On December 25th, I did present a present to you. To actually open, and it was
I'm supposed to answer.
You're supposed to tell the listeners what it was.
It's a dash cam.
Yeah.
It's a camera.
Yeah.
So I can record the accidents that happen either in front of me
or that or you to yeah me. Exactly. Yes. Does it work? Yeah. That's what I need to know.
Okay. Full disclosure, haven't hooked it up yet.
Are you freaking kidding me right now? You've had 3 freaking weeks to put that in your car. You've been sitting around and not putting it
sitting around watching
your
rain.
Car. Are you kidding me?
I've been watching the rain, Kyle. What's that song?
I'm watching in the rain, just right. Sitting in the house and not putting the present in my car.
That's right.
I don't love you, half brother. You're such a terrible person.
Wow, you got it exactly right. That is exactly the song that I was singing.
Because I know it by heart.
Yeah. Well, I'll hook it up today.
No, you won't. You have to drive to work. You're not going to put it in there and fiddle with it before you head out here. You know what? Let's just end the show right here. And I'm going to help you. I'll be your on the line.
Hold on a second. You are not allowed to give me any attitude, because when I gave you a present this Christmas, the look on your face and the answer that I got was akin to wow, look how wrong you were when you gave me this present.
Okay.
And that's the worst feeling. And I feel it every day.
Oh, no.
Surprise.
I already had the thing that you got me.
Because you ordered it for yourself. Because
I ordered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I ordered it for myself. Because, of course, I'm going to order myself a game about puns.
Yeah.
Why else would I not order myself?
But why wouldn't you say anything?
To you?
Why? Yeah, that's like the thing that you have to tell me.
Oh, come on. It's a
surprise.
Look at this game I got. It hasn't come in yet, but I got this game.
So I need to, now I need to tell you everything I do. I'm going to sneeze.
But that's like the game that you would play with me. So you would be excited to tell me about it.
You know, the Don't problem. You know? Yeah, the problem was, I think that, oh man, this year was a blur, right? I ordered this game, I believe, around this time last year.
Oh my gosh.
And I know. I waited on Amazon for maybe 6 months, and then it came in. So it felt like a birthday present that just showed up in the mail that I gifted my gifted to myself a lot earlier in the year. So okay. I felt like it was a gift already, and I don't need to tell you every gift I get. Maybe I can tell you everything else, but just not gifts.
It wasn't necessarily the fact that you already had it. It was the look on your face when you said it.
Okay, what? Explain this.
I already
look.
Did explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It was the opposite of.
I'm here, Kenny.
Is more.
No, it was the exact opposite of the look on someone's face when you give them a gift and they have that genuine surprise, like, oh my gosh, this is such, you know, this is such a good gisp. A gisp. You said gasp in it.
Gisp. It's. Can I have the president gisp, please?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's too freaking early today.
Even when you kind of feign interest in a gift, and I haven't done this recently, actually, but...
I'm usually way better at accepting gifts that I totally don't want. But in this case,
since it was me, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Yeah. So I was kind of like, eh.
Well, that's not what our youngest brother said to me when he got my gift.
Oh, gosh. that's another story for another day. Really,
let's just say he was fully aware of like a lightning deal that I was able to take advantage of.
Yeah,
he had to point it out right to my face, right when he saw what I got him.
So it was really just the double dose of brother hatred.
Yeah, just for brotherly you. Love.
Yeah, yeah. It's so much love. Well, okay.
It's been a rough 2 weeks.
You 3 weeks. Have a whole year to make up for it.
I have to make up for it?
These are today's headlines.
I feel kind of like it's not our fault, you know? Like we're just reacting to what we're given.
Maybe have a better reaction.
No. I mean, you can... No. I don't think it's the reaction.
You know what you're going to get next year? No gift. How about that? How do you feel about that? How are you going to react to that?
Yes. Please. Ugh, we started off terribly.
I think that's just fine. I'll be totally okay with that. I do have...
Slap you in the teeth.
I've got a real... Oh, no. Then I'll have to go back to the dentist and make small talk. Got a really sad news story for you. Other than the actual sadness, this one hits quite close to home. Did you hear about the storm that knocked down that huge drive-through tree in Calaveras Big Trees State Park? Now, no one else probably is going to care about this. This is such... I mean, okay, let's say in the rest of the world, if you're not from California or from Calaveras or from... if you're not a gold panning pioneer...
Okay.
Not totally sure if you'll care.
If you're not a good panty pioneer.
Exactly. Yes. I don't think you'll really care about this, but over in the Calaveras Big Trees State Park, which is, as the name suggests, a state park that has big trees named Calaveras, one of the largest trees that had been hollowed out in, I believe, the 1800s sometime, a storm knocked it down. And when I say hollowed out, I mean like you could almost drive a car through it.
This was, it'd have to be a tiny little car.
Tiny, like a mini maybe, or a smart.
Yeah.
Or a motorcycle. I guess a motorcycle isn't a car.
That's true. But it is a four wheels.
It is a vehicle. What if it's a four-wheeled bicycle?
Then it's not a bicycle, Kyle.
It's a quadsicle.
Quadsicle. Yeah, there you go. You got a new product on your hands right there.
Yeah. Does it have two pedals though? Unfortunately. So you need four legs.
Four?
Yeah. Four pedals, four legs. Four.
No, 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 no.
Two people, legs,
two hands.
One cup.
Oh gosh.
So did you hear about the tree?
One bike, one cup.
Yeah.
I did hear about the tree. In fact, you know who else did hear about the tree?
Mm-hmm.
New York Times. There's a story in the New York Times about the tree.
Oh, tell me.
No, I don't have it right in front of me. I just know that the New York Times has a story on the tree. It was a big deal.
Here's what someone said, someone on the internet. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
In the 1800s, the Pioneer Cabin tree was hollowed out so cars could drive through it. Jim Allday, a volunteer at the park who works there all day, told SF Gate that the tree shattered as soon as it hit the ground.
Well, at least it didn't knock over other trees.
Right. So they kind of felt like maybe you were demolishing an old building. It just sort of like, like it's tree.
I finally, yeah. I'm a tree.
Yeah, good job. That's a really good
smash.
Job. Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln. Oh,
that is
a tree made of Lincoln Logs.
That is a call. Well, technically, I mean, if you want to get down to it, it is in fact the ancestor of Lincoln Logs.
And Lincoln himself.
And in fact, the president himself.
His name was Abraham Sequoia Lincoln.
Right. Because he was as tall as one. That's his teeth were made of sequoias.
He was just a big target.
Okay.
Too soon.
That's way too soon. Really, really, really soon. Man,
150 years.
It's awful. You can't do that. I'm gonna miss it. I'm really gonna miss that. So it fell on Sunday, I guess, around 2 p.m.
Did anyone hear it?
I don't think so. No one was around to hear it. So did it actually happen?
Right.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 2 p.m. on a Sunday. I mean, that's
our first celebrity death of 2017.
Oh. That one doesn't feel appropriate. Maybe we need. we need a better one. That one's good. the first celebrity death of 2017. Well, that's real sad. Do you think they'll hollow out another tree?
No, I think they're done with that.
Yeah.
They've realized their mistakes. They don't want any more of those things to fall, probably.
Can I just say, though, in the 1880s, when this thing was reportedly the Pioneer Cabin tree was reportedly hollowed out so that cars could drive through it. What cars were there in the 1880s?
Probably carriage.
Okay. But why call it the Pioneer Cabin tree?
I don't know.
That seems implicit on I'm going to live in it.
Kyle,
I'm going to make it my house.
Oh yeah, it was probably had all the history on the sign, or we could look it up. So let's look it up. What is it? Pioneer
cabin tree.
Cabin tree.
Mm-hmm.
Wiki. It'd be great if there was like a Sequoia wiki.
I'm sure there is. Someone goes around and actually names each of those trees that are in the forest.
This is great. The Wikipedia is already updated in the past tense. It was considered one of the U.S.'s most famous trees and drew thousands of visitors annually. Aww. It was estimated to be more than 1,000 years old and measured 33 feet in diameter. Its exact age and height are not known. It fell during a storm on January 8th, 2017. Let's see. No, it got its name from its distinctively hollow trunk, partially burnt by a forest fire.
So the men
didn't actually do the main brunt.
The majority of the work.
Yeah, they saw a hollowed out trunk and they said, oh, we could put a car through that.
Do it.
Yeah. You know what? There's going to be in the future something called a car. And I feel like it would really want to just go through this tree eventually. Yeah,
the tunnel carved into it was trying to emulate Yosemite's Wawona tree.
Wawona car go through tourists. This tree is what they kept asking.
So let's see. Oh, people were encouraged to etch their names into the tree, but the practice was outlawed in the 1930s.
Too many names. They realized well, you can't keep climbing this tree.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, good. We'll miss you, 1,000-year-old tree.
Pioneer cabin tree. What's next?
CES happened last week and over the weekend.
Yeah.
How did your RSS reader and Twitter feed fare over the last couple days?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of. Of course, you have a lot of the joke posts, which kind of point out the ridiculous items that you find at CES.
Mm-hmm.
But then, on the other hand, you'd find the outlets who would say, "Oh, look at this really dumb thing that LG is putting out," and then you'd find another outlet that would go, LG just released the greatest product of the year.
The best thing in the whole world. It would be the
same thing.
Right.
And you'd think, wait a second. What am I supposed to think?
The worst reporting that I saw, or maybe the most awkward reporting, was on normal television on a local station who cut away for about 4.5 minutes to numerous different technologies at CES before the actual thing opened. It was people who had got the media call to go in and represent their brand or whatever cool gadget they thought that they had brought that year and talk to this local news anchor who thought it was okay to wear underwear over his pants.
What is happening? So was it now, Quail Man?
No, it wasn't Quail Man. No belts on the foreheads. I feel like I'm gonna sneeze. Can you
achoo?
No, don't you dare.
Achoo.
Listen
to the pre-show. There it is. Listen to the pre-show. Go ahead and jump on over to patreon.com/morningshow and you can get the entire feed.
We need your money. We need your money.
Well, hey, you know what? I think a new tier that we can add is
that's rolling down my face because you're such a terrible person.
Get us to live stream again, and we'll do video stream on the new Good Stuff Twitch channel.
Yeah,
that's the new thing. But we just need to hit another hurdle on Patreon just to get right there so that we can make it happen.
Yeah, because we need that camera though. Gotta get
proper
that
camera.
Gotta get that nice camera, though. You know.
All right.
So the guy was wearing underwear over his pants.
Yeah.
I
So, couldn't take him seriously?
Well, no, the thing I couldn't take...
Oh, it's too serious, man.
The thing I couldn't take seriously was mostly all the products and the marketing spiel that everyone had to crunch down into, you know, 15 seconds of on-air verbal diarrhea that had to go.
Pitch. Yeah,
mm-hmm, pretty much. It made it sound incredibly dumb, whatever it was that they were hawking.
The general public does not need to know about CES. I'm sorry.
Yes, I completely agree.
If you're interested, you will seek out that kind of information.
Yes, you will.
Or you know where to find these articles and these coverage things. If you are interested, you know where to find it. The people who watch the nightly news who are not interested in technology very much, they don't really care what product they're not going to have in their hands this year and won't come out until next fall. It doesn't matter.
No, I agree. But I think maybe they thought, hey, we need to tell people about these new products because things like the iPhone release get so much press and, you know, they think in general people are interested, but what they fail to understand is that the majority of what they are showing off, one, are prototypes, which eventually will get stolen by people, like those laptops from Razer. Or it's underwear that you're wearing over your pants. And I guess they were some sort of radar shielding...
I'm wearing uranium protection underpants.
Yeah, something
you can't affect my junk.
Something for men, I believe. Oh my gosh. Specifically targeted at the overly testosteroned male that roams the halls of CES, searching for meaning mostly in their own lives. So there was that. It was really strange, but overall. I've got a list of what TechCrunch thinks are the 10 coolest gadgets that they saw at CES 2017. Excuse me.
Okay.
You want to cover these and say, I'm thinking of like a visual. See, I've been watching Top Gear while I work over the last couple of weeks, and I'm thinking of the cool wall. You know, the cool wall?
Yeah.
Cool car. Oh,
man, that's old Top Gear.
I know.
Cool. Where did you get old Top Gear?
Amazon Prime. They go all
they
the way back
old
to
Top Gear?
Season 2.
What?
I'm on season 5.
What?
So, thinking of a morning show cool wall here. Just visualize something like that.
Okay.
So I'm going to name each of these. We'll say cool, not cool, and then go from there and slap that little Velcro thing on that wall. Exactly. Number one, Plume, and I'll just read what they have here. And
nope, just by the name.
Yeah, let me copy this image. Where are you? You're in Discord. Paste. Oh, yeah, I would like to upload that. Thanks. Unknown.png, and then it posts it twice.
Plume.
Good. So that's what that is.
All right, what's Plume?
Plume is a where? Oh, now we need some Greg ukulele. Hold on.
Want me to tell you what I think it does before you tell me what it actually does?
Oh, great idea.
Okay.
Tell me what you think it does.
It looks like... it looks like some device that you would attach to a piece of clothing and it would like freshen it up or something like that. Like it's an air freshener that you connect to your phone that releases based on intervals that you select on your phone device.
Right.
And then you can choose the smell. You choose the scent.
It's got little holes in it, which is why you think it. Okay. And then the top is leather for some reason.
Yeah, well, that's why I think you wear it.
All right. Some smells. All right.
All right, what's the Plume?
Plume is a wearable device that tracks pollution around you. Kind of like a Fitbit for air quality.
The opposite of what I was saying.
Yeah. It sucks air in, doesn't push it out. it tracks particulate matter, nitrogen dioxide, ozone, volatile organic compounds, like the kinds that your your car off gases that creates that nice new car smell.
So it's like a radiation meter, but for everything.
For smells.
Yeah.
Okay. Also measures temperature and humidity. It can be clipped to a bag and is designed for people who live in big polluted cities. I guess China.
China's not a city. New York.
The city of China.
You know, the big city of China with 1.3 billion people.
Welcome to the city of China.
You know what? It probably will turn into a city.
So cool.
At one point, all the big cities will just clump together.
Cool or not cool?
Not cool. Slap it way on the end of not cool. Like, who cares about this thing?
I feel like we don't need this to be so specific to where you are. Can't we just get a general pollution meter for the big city you're in? They've got to have some sort of system for measuring
right? It's not about, this isn't about the city that you're in. This is about localized to where exactly you are, you know, on like a 1 by 1 meter.
So like your house.
I just think it's too big and clunky. It doesn't have any function. If you turned it off, mm-hmm. it looks stupid. If you turned it on, it looks stupid too.
It is a strange look. Now, I can understand wanting to know the air quality of your home. I do that here at my own house.
They already have that.
Yeah. Whenever my CO2 gets over a certain amount, I be sure to open those windows because I don't want to be breathing in my own breath. Number two. It's the smart toaster.
Now you send it to me.
Yeah. Copy the image. The Griffin connected toaster. Where are you?
Okay.
You're here. Your Discord. Paste it. Boom.
Smart toaster. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's, Griffin.
Mm-hmm. It's got a slider.
Making appliances, huh?
It's got a slider on the app that lets you micromanage how toasty your bread is.
Okay. Is there a slider on the actual toaster?
If
you can't control it.
It's not an actual slider. It looks like maybe buttons. Maybe.
Well. If it functions as a regular toaster, but then also you can do it from your phone, then I'm fine with it. I don't think we're ready to make the jump to everything on the phone.
But why are we not ready? Not why are we not ready? Why do you even need any sort of connection between your toaster and your phone? Why? It's not like you're storing your bread in there and then every now and then it'll take the rest of the loaf like a Keurig pod and poop out some toast for you. That's not how this works.
So I think the idea behind all these smart appliances in the kitchen is meant to accelerate the breakfast making time or meal making time. You could set your half bagels inside your slots the night before, and
no,
you have a timer
do it
on your phone, and it would just. What's that? No one's going to do that? Of course not.
Yeah.
Because making breakfast is a ritual. It's something that people use in the morning to wake themselves up, including coffee. People make coffee and then drink the coffee, and that ritual, it wakes them up. And that's normal. What I'm saying is that the idea is that a smart kitchen makes it so you don't have to make everything all at the same time. But that doesn't make any sense because the making of the food is the point. And making robots do it instead, which with the Griffin smart toaster, it just feels like you're taking your hands off. You're taking your hands off the wheel and you're going, I hope it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna put my phone in my hand and hope that none of this stuff starts messing up. Otherwise, it's twice the time because now you have to troubleshoot all the things.
Right, right. The failure points quadruple with this toaster.
So okay. Not cool.
I completely agree. Very, very not cool.
Did my explanation make sense?
Burn it down. Yes, I agree. I hope your connected internet toaster starts a fire.
Now, given I did just replace most of my lights with Philips Hue lights.
Different. So, completely so I can control different.
All of my lights with my Google Home.
Completely different.
But I can also go up to the light in my lamps. I can just switch it on and off. I don't have to use my voice. That's right. That kind of manual control is still okay.
Okay, good. Number three, this is boy. I'm trying to
a boy.
It's a boy. It's a small, tiny boy-like person. No, it's a. this is a blood alcohol content reader that what? Is. It's on a wrist wearable device.
You gonna send it to me?
Sure. The explanation is quite poor, so I'm having to parse this information.
Okay, got it.
On the fly, and then send it to you.
Okay.
But overall,
it's like a Fitbit.
It's a Fitbit that can measure your BAC.
That's it? That's all it does?
That is all it does. Now, I believe the idea would be that it would be constantly measuring your BAC. It's reading what's coming out of your pores, your sweat glands, and chemically analyzing that on the fly, and then telling you what your BAC is through that.
Okay, so which rather than
interesting
breathing
take.
Into your wrist.
Correct, yeah, or breathing into one of those other small connected devices. This is something that can just read it on the fly whenever you need it, and you don't look like a complete tool blowing into a plastic blue glowy thing.
Right. Okay, this would fall towards the middle of cool, not cool, because I could see it being useful for...
anyone.
Well, anyone who needs to watch that intake.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was used, because it's used as a deterrent. If it gets too high, I'm sure it says, yo, stop drinking, you.
It shocks you. It actually sends a 1,000 volts through your body and stops your heart. That's what it does.
It's quite a deterrent.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you're going to have the few cases where people treat it as almost a trophy. Like, look how high I can get my BAC.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, sure, there will always be people like that, but... I don't think this sensor, this wearable sensor, is going to encourage that necessarily.
Now, it's still discreet enough, though, that you wouldn't really
It's a good look. It's kind of a Knight Rider
it kind of does look like a Knight Rider on your wrist.
Nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Night wrister.
All right. So kind of middle of the road. I would agree. Okay. Except that's where you're driving if you probably don't have this device.
Okay.
Ding. Number we're on. This is a video. Share the video URL. Curry? K-U-R-I.
Curry? Curry.
Curry. Curry. That is also the same thing being sent to you. And that's not that one. Well, let me just describe what this is. Curry.
Okay.
Is an adorable little robot designed for the home. It does look like Jibo, kinda. The robot
I'm gonna go to heycurry.com.
Okay. Hey.
Okay, so it's got wheels?
It's on the carpet. Whoa. The robot is the first product from Mayfield Robotics, a startup fully owned and funded by Bosch. Curry responds to voice input and is similar to other devices. I'm really far away from the screen, like Google Home and Amazon Echo.
Hold on a second. I saw a few pictures of it on the ground next to a child, and I thought, oh, that's cool. It's like it's kind of a little bit the size of of a an Amazon Echo. Mm-hmm. And then I clicked on another picture. No way. That thing's bigger. It's like the size of a Roomba.
Yes.
Like the base of it is a Roomba, and then it's as tall as a trash can.
Yes.
This is not okay. This is too big. That's too big. That's going to like run over your cat.
No, oh no.
Yeah.
No. Cat can't get under there. Maybe. Actually, maybe. A cat tail? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. My cats have totally gotten used to the Roomba. So I don't know. Oh,
by the way, can you go to the website? Hey Curry. And go to Life with Curry.
Sure.
If you scroll down enough, you can hover over the bleeps and the boops, and it makes sounds. Are you finding it?
Oh yeah.
Find the bleeps and the bloops. Life with Curry.
Yeah, I see it. That's where I am.
If you scroll down and it says...
Scroll down. Oh.
It says, Curry speaks robot.
Okay, robot.
What do you think of those sounds?
They're pretty great.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's good design right there. I actually would put this higher up on... or farther right on the cool wall, on the cool side.
But it doesn't speak any other languages other than...
I think it will.
It literally says Curry speaks robot and only robot.
Oh, never mind. It's a purposeful language of friendly chirps and beeps that are fun to learn. Oh, it's R2-D2. The more you will understand. Okay, so you're going to learn to speak robot. Okay, so wait, hold on. Curry's audio capabilities let you listen to your favorite songs, audiobooks, and podcasts. You can even send her into your kid's room. Oh, it's a her. To tell a bedtime story, she can also connect to any entertainment hub you have in your home. Okay, so... No, I think this is cool. I don't know about the moving part. I don't understand that part. Like, it's just roaming around listening. It's basically an eavesdrop machine. Thank you. Okay, you can turn that off now, please.
I figured we would just do the whole rest of the show with me saying yes,
no,
and hello. Okay. All right. But, well,
what do you think?
At $700, very uncool. I don't like this.
Yeah,
at all.
That's a Kickstarter price almost.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, maybe. I wouldn't drop $700 for a product that I knew would not be coming out. Maybe if I saw it working and saw videos of it. And
I'd pay, I think, a max of $500.
Oh, boy. It would need to actually
talk if it was also a Roomba?
Yeah. Oh.
If it was also a Roomba, $700, fine. I'd bring it on.
Bring it on. Yep, I agree.
Hey, Curry guys, hope you're listening, because there's your product.
It needs to be a robot vacuum. Friggin' Roomba. Yes, please. Or one just that picks up trash and just sucks it up right there into its robot body.
Well, I was going to say, the iRobot people, Roomba, you better be listening, and you better put out a Roomba that talks to you, because there's your product.
Yeah.
These guys just kind of furthered... The bar.
Well, you could kind of strap your Echo onto the top of a Roomba if you wanted to. You just wouldn't be able to tell it where to go. Go clean that. Go clean the bathroom, please. Would you?
I know the Google Home and the Amazon Echo, they need to have the ability to accept any name or a larger list of names as the trigger. Because I want to be able to choose the name of my helper rather
of
than
course.
It being the name of every other one. And I can't say it out too much out loud. Otherwise, I'd trigger too many of them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do. This palette of home run pies definitely knows what you mean. Motives Fitness Tracking Ring. It's a fitness band crammed into a ring. copy the image address, sending it to you. It's somebody washing their hands. So I hope that doesn't gross you out or yeah. bother you in
it
any way.
It looks like Doctor Strange washing like a, his hands before like a surgery.
Movie.
Yep.
He's an actual doctor. I've never seen the movie.
What? Yeah.
Oh.
That's why he's Doctor Strange.
I thought maybe the doctorate was.
Did you think he got his doctorate in the mystic arts?
No, I thought maybe it was just one that he was given because he did a closing statement at an inauguration or
an honorary degree.
Yeah, like a graduation. He's like, I'm Mr. Strange. Like, we got to make you a doctor somehow. That's too good.
Mr. Strange sounds stupid.
It sounds really dumb.
In the movie, there's a good bit about that part.
Oh, good. Very good. Fitness wearables in a ring on your right hand.
What does it do?
You have a lot of different fingers. So, I mean, this is a good idea. It's got 5 days of battery life, 3 to 5 days, excuse me, on one charge. It will read your optical heart rate. It will track your steps, your calories, and your distance, including sleep and fitness categories.
Okay, so...
It's a regular wearable sensor type thing. With no readout, it's just a ring that tracks it.
I don't understand what's the draw. Is the draw that it's inconspicuous than
it's not
than
on
wrist
your wrist
thing?
Yes, I guess that would be the idea. It's supposed to look better than something that would be on your actual wrist.
That's why they made the wrist things into watches, because people already wear watches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want another ring.
All right.
I already have one.
That's true. To rule them all. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, there we go. If it was themed.
Co-branded.
Yes. If they could Lord of the Rings this thing, that they would sell way more.
Lord.
At least twice as many.
Of the fitness. Call me Frodo's. Frodo's Baggins over there, please, because they're real heavy.
What is happening?
Next one, Kenny.
That goes towards the not cool side, but okay. If they were to make it Lord of the Rings style, that would go into the cool side.
Super cool. Ice cold. Yeah. Got it. Wearables company ODG unveiled the first consumer AR/VR glasses. They're built with Qualcomm's Link. Snapdragon 835 chip, as we both well know. The R8 and R9 models of augmented blah, 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 they're $1,800.
Oh.
Now, let me, you know, just AR, VR, whatever. Doesn't matter. How do you think they look?
Nope.
Come on.
They look like you're going like to go me. See look at, a look really at my, weird
look at my
3D
avatar.
Movie.
Look at my avatar. It's a cool look.
No.
Yeah.
It needs to go either full spaceman or no spaceman at all. This is like a weird hybrid of the two. Like, no, they're stylish glasses, but they're also the futuristic visor of the future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
All right. So this is more Google also, Glass looks, territory, less the, cool snap territory.
What do you call the I don't have glasses. So what do you call the pieces that go from the glasses part around your ears? What are those? Do those have names?
Ear hooks. No, I don't know. That's
someone out there readers, listeners.
I'm oh boy. Ear hooks. Glasses.
It's like how the ends of the shoelaces have names. Uh-huh. I feel like those things have names too.
Yeah, ear grip hook for eyeglasses. Let's see. Glasses anatomy. Hey, I'm getting... Don't laugh at me. This is... Okay. Temple earpiece or temple tip, according to the Harry Potter looking...
Oh
frames.
My gosh. Those need to be changed. Someone come up with a cooler name like Kablabos.
The temple tip.
The temple tip.
The teeper chip.
Oh, boy.
Chippy chip.
All right. Now, I was going to say that bit of the glasses, that's where the guts are stored, it looks like. And it looks like it would kind of be heavy on your ears.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because that's not actually where the heft should be. The heft shouldn't be on the sides of your head.
Well,
weighing down in your ears.
Yeah, I think the other side also has that much of a guts, as you said.
Well, yeah, I don't think that you're going to lean to one side because one side of the glasses has too much weight.
Taco neck syndrome.
Taco neck syndrome, exactly, like Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm. Poor Shaquille. He still has it. It's really sad.
I really wish that you'd find him on like the TNT NBA specials and he'd just like one segment would just kind of have that crick to his neck.
Yeah.
And they would go, Shaq, what's wrong? He goes, I still have taco neck.
Yeah. Be a good gag. Be a really good funny.
Taco Bell would have to pay him lots of money.
A lot of money. Yeah. Yo quiero taco neck. all right, next one. Polaroid. They announced a bunch of little things, but now they have displayed something called the Polaroid Pop. It's a photo printing camera that returns to Polaroid's iconic 3-inch by 4-inch size. Bloop bloop blah blah blah.
Polaroid, come on, guys. Get out of the photo business and get into the app business.
They tried. They really tried. I have visited Polaroid's booth probably 3 years in a row at CES, and it always looked great. A lot of photos, a lot of them trying to be relevant in a very tech heavy ecosystem. Gosh, I'm gonna barf a little bit here.
Yeah.
But I don't know if making hardware like this is really, really the way to go. There's a market for this somewhere, but to have a 4-inch touchscreen LCD on your camera.
Also, their website is garbage.
That's not my demographic, so I don't know. Polaroid Pop, go check it out. Muy, muy uncool.
Yeah, I agree.
Birds. Kenny, birds were seen at CES. This bird in particular is the Clear Flight Solutions Robird. It's a drone that actually does flap its wings and I guess is maybe supposed to scare worms or here I'm at
worms.
I'm gonna copy the image.
Worm scarer.
And send this to you.
Okay, let's see it. Let's take a look.
Look at my bird.
Oh, that's cool. Is it made of paper or plastic or something?
It's designed to mimic a raptor, whatever that is.
A raptor?
Yeah, like a...
Like from Jurassic Park?
Yeah, Jurassic Park. I'm not totally sure. I'm going to load up the original TechCrunch article. It does flap its wings. It looks real. It looks real, real. Yeah, where are you? Not going to open Slack.
How fast does it flap its wings?
Like that fast.
Oh. Oh.
Right? Oh,
it's like, wow. It's like 3-point articulation on those
looks
wings.
Looks like a bird. And it is plastic. I've got a nice close-up shot here of what this looks like. Plaztec.
Okay.
I think this is cool. This is real rad.
And it's a drone?
It's a flying drone. You could pretend to be like a falconer. Like a guy who wears leather gloves, really long leather gloves for a living, but doesn't have to actually think about the bird's claws plunging into your flesh.
Now, this is right here. One of the things that I guess I like about CES is this is a proof of concept. This is not necessarily a useful product for anybody except, you know, a very niche market. I was looking for a realistic robot bird. But this kind of shows the industry. Hey, look, we made a quote unquote drone that is very bird like. We can go away from the quadcopter deal and we can make bird looking ones that are a little more discreet. I don't know what the function is yet, but here's what we can do, and it's real.
I still think it's maybe for scaring other birds. That seems like the only, or it's a covert drone for spying on people.
Oh yeah, there you go. Like, I feel like this is that technology has already been in a movie,
or all the birds are already robots, and we're just finding out now.
Now we're building closer and closer to them.
Yes.
I like that idea.
Trying to match their technology. Learn from the birds. And last one. This is on another website.
I'm going to put this on the cool wall, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Bing.
Cool side, I should say.
Bing. Bing. Where's? Come on. Bing. Bing. It's not binging. This is something called the Hair Coach. Last one. Hair Coach.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Did you see this?
Is this the...
Withings.
Oh, no.
They partnered with L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
And they created a hairbrush called the Hair Coach. Uses sensors and algorithms to evaluate your hair. It senses brushing patterns to provide insights into frizziness, dryness, split ends, and breakage. You get haptic feedback if you're brushing too fast.
I think when I saw this the first time, I thought, that's so funny. Second time I saw it, I thought, why is this getting so much coverage? Now that we're talking about it, I want to throw up.
Oop.
This is the exact thing that I was talking about earlier when I said, look at this stupid thing over here. Who is going to use this? Who is going to use this? In the way that L'Oreal and Withings want them to,
because
I see it used as merely a joke. Like, rich people will buy it to go, look at this smart brush I have. It just sits over there in a cabinet.
I'm brushing too fast. Watch me brush too fast.
Right.
I like data and gathering data, and I will put as much data into Withings as I can. But at the price point that this thing reportedly will be,
okay. 400
beep, 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 under 200.
Oh, okay.
Not out yet, but under 200. It'll launch sometime in mid 2017. It's a good looking brush. Not my ideal brush. I like a comb. I think I'm more of a comb.
I haven't brushed or combed my hair in like 2 years.
Are you kidding?
No, I just use my hands. My hair kind of just goes into a pattern now. I don't really have to work for it. It's also pretty short hair.
Yeah, true. True. So eventually someone is brushing hair. It's just not you.
Yeah.
It's someone else.
Now I thought you were going to include in this list LG's soundbar.
Soundbar.
The 4K soundbar.
Yeah.
Which, that doesn't exist.
No, it's cool.
That technology doesn't exist.
Yeah.
What is 4K resolution in a speaker? Who knows? But they're going to slap it on a product.
It's 4,000 bits of resolution for your sound. Just sounds, you sound like a robot all the time.
4,000 bits.
I'm gonna withhold judgment on Hair Coach. I feel like we need to put it in the middle. I know you think it's dumb.
No, in the middle.
Yeah, I know you think it's dumb, but it's good looking, and Withings makes some good stuff.
You're biased.
.fm. I am super biased. So that's fine. I think it. No one has done something like this before. I think it is possibly cool. For people who are real hard on their hair and they need coaching.
I'm not brushing too hard. Ugh.
Maybe you just need like a real hair coach.
Right.
Like Maybe someone to motivate you. I got my degree
in hair coaching.
Yeah, someone to motivate you to actually to make
fall
your
ecology.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, go check out feed.press/morningshow. That's the sponsor for this episode. They're our friends, and they make some really great things, including podcast hosting and RSS feed hosting, redirection. You just slam your RSS feed in there, and then they spit out something that is useful for people wanting to see what you're making and also submit it to iTunes. So go do that, feed.press/morningshow. Also, check out goodstuff.fm. There are some other great shows that are posting some episodes right now. At U2 had a new episode yesterday. Who else has new episodes? We do sometimes. Also, go visit your dentist. They need to hear from you so that your gum health. I'm looking out for you. Your gum health is very important. So please go see your dentist.
Yeah.
As soon as actually possible with your insurance and whatnot. I'm sure it's better in Canada, you know. They just have dentists in their house living in with them. Because you don't want to. Yeah. Well, no, they just live there with the people because you don't want to drive too far in the snow.
Right.
You just freeze to death. But this isn't a weather podcast.
No. Today was almost entirely tech, except for that talk about the tree. That's as low tech as you get.
I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. We'll be back sometime. I'm trying to decide when's a good time to just stop this whole thing, because we got to reset. We got to hit that big old red reset button soon, and then all of these are going to explode and disappear forever.
What do you mean, Kyle?
It's super vague. The website will be relaunching, and I'm going to throw all these episodes into the trash. So hurry up and listen to the ones you love. I'll keep them. But if you want to keep them, please go download them, because they're going to explode soon and go away like the tree. All right.
Oh, my.
I hope you have a great day. Go see your dentist.
We'll be back next Tuesday.
We'll be back next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday, Kenny.
Goodbye.